Stephen Brophy and Jerrica Manderville love all things Miramichi. The Eagle's Nest podcast has a strong focus on entrepreneurial stories, career paths, as well as community events in the greater Miramichi region. Swoop into the nest to be connected, informed, and slightly entertained.
Hey, this is Chris Coyle from Throwback Radio, and you are listening to the Eagle's Nest podcast.
Welcome to the Eagle's Nest podcast. It's Stephen. How's it going? And got a bit of a special episode on deck today. I'm going to be talking to some students from a music program in Blackwell School. First up is River Stewart. How's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So I got a few questions here about the music program that you lads participated in. So why did you want to do this?
Well, I started writing songs, and it's just something I've always been interested in, music and doing that, I guess. So when Mr. Hashi told me about it, I was in.
For sure. So what's your, you know, like, your favorite thing about the whole program that you participated in?
Mostly that you can, it's kind of like freedom in a way to just explore music and create.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So basically, what did you do in the course?
We probably wrote 6 or 7 songs, maybe more, as like a unit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that and worked on other stuff and worked on getting better at our instruments and stuff like that.
For sure. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast,
yeah,
man.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Part 2 is coming up next.
It's Jen Graham from Pure Country 104, and you're listening to the Eagle's Nest.
Welcome to part 2 on the episode about the music program. How's it going? I'm Stephen, and I've got Miles Curtis, Jack Curtis, and Cole Wetmore in the Eagle's Nest studio right now. How's it going?
Pretty good. You?
Oh, not too bad. So, first question's for you, Miles. Why did you want to participate in the music program?
Well, I've always had a thing for music. Like, I've been playing guitar for a few years, and it kind of came as a shocker at first when I got, like, introduced to it here at the school of Terry Whalen, because there was other kids in the program. So when it came to me, when Mr. Hashi asked me how to do it, it was just all the spur-of-the-moment thing. So I was very glad to be in it, and it definitely improved a lot. Like, Terry Whalen's a very nice lad, and he taught us a lot on our instruments, and we had real good fun.
For sure, Jack. What's your favorite thing, you know, about the program, like, in general, we'll say?
Well, if I had to have a favorite, it'd probably be us working as a team, because I always was a bass player, and I was always, like, a lad for the team, like, a lad for the band.
Mm-hmm.
But when you work together, it's one of my first times working together as a band, and you learn so much from having a piano player, a singer, and a drummer, and guitar and bass, obviously, so it's a pretty cool experience getting to connect all the puzzle pieces together and being able to write songs with it and just make dreams come true, I guess.
For sure. So, Cole, what did you do in the course? Like, you know, what role did you kind of take, per se?
I, of course, the instrument I played was the drums, and the role I kind of played was, I was kind of mostly helping everybody because there was we had to focus on a lot of the guitar and the music, but the drums needed to be added as a background. So mostly I helped with coming up with lyrics and helping with guitaring and drumming. I even tried to play guitar once as a part of it before these two joined, but it didn't really work well for me. I'm a drummer at heart. The role I kind of played was helping with lyrics and being a background drummer, as guitar was the main part of most of this music.
For sure. All right. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the podcast, guys. It's great. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Have a good day, Stephen.
Yeah, you great do. Days. All right. We're going to hear some of these songs coming up right here on the Eagle's Nest.
Seems like we've always been friends. Didn't want to be the one to pretend. With a random phone call, she asked me out and told me what her feelings were all about. That first date is a day I'll never forget. It was raining cats and dogs and we got wet. Lately I've been so sad, 'cause baby our love's gone bad. Well baby, I don't know what I should do, 'cause baby you're my dream come true. Baby I've been so sad, just a memory from the past. I knew that it was time for you to go. There comes a time when you just know. Well, baby, I've been so sad, 'cause baby, our love's gone bad. Well, baby, I don't. Gotta keep on keeping on, keep pushing back. Taking time to reminisce. gotta keep on keeping on, keep pushing back. Just gotta keep on keeping on, pushing back. Just gotta keep on keeping on, keep pushing back.